ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम। आत्मरामस्य तस्येम वयं वै गृहदासिका सर्वसंगनिवृत्त्याद्धा तपसा च बभूविमा। आत्मरामस्य तस्येम वयं वै गृहदासिका सर्वसंगनिवृत्त्याद्धा तपसा च बभूविमा। आत्मरामस्य तस्येम वयं वै गृहदासिका सर्वसंगनिवृत्त्याद्धा तपसा च बभूविमा। आत्मरामस्य तस्येम आत्मरामस्य तस्येम सर्वसंगनिवृत्त्याद्धा तपसा च बभूविमा। आत्मरामस्य तस्येम वयं वै गृहदासिका सर्वसंगनिवृत्त्याद्धा तपसा च बभूविमा। माताजी, आत्मरामस्य तस्येम वयं वै गृहदासिका सर्वसंगनिवृत्त्याद्धा तपसा च बभूविमा। आत्म आरामस्य ऑफ द सेल्फ सैटिस्फाइड तस्य हिम इमा दीज वयम वी वै इंडीड गृह In the home, dasika, maid servants, sarva, all, sangha, of material association, nivritya, by the cessation, adha, directly, tapasa, by austerity, cha, and babhuvima, have become. Translation and purport by disciples of His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Translation. Thus, by renouncing all material association and practicing austere penances, we queens have all become personal maid servants of the self-satisfied Supreme Lord. Purport. In the opinion of Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti, Srimati Lakshmana became embarrassed when she realized that she had been talking about herself, and so she spoke this verse praising her co-wives. In her humility, Lakshmana claimed that Krishna's queens, unlike ordinary wives, could not bring their husband under control, and thus they could relate to him only as servile housekeepers. In fact, however, since the Lord's queens are direct expansions of his internal pleasure potency, Haladini Shakti, they fully controlled him with their love. Om Jnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahiyam Dadahati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Bhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. So I'd like to seek the blessings of all the assembled devotees. Can speak something on Srimad Bhagavatam. So it's a beautiful section in Bhagavatam which is narrating the meeting of the ladies from the Kuru and the Yadu dynasty. Draupadi is from the Kuru dynasty and the queens of Krishna, they are from the Yadu Vamsha. And we have been hearing lately from the eloquent speakers that how Draupadi is asking about the queens, how they married Krishna, how Krishna won them. And all the queens, they have been narrating their episodes of getting married by Krishna. And here is Sri Lakshmana, who is the last of the eight queens, the eight principal queens. So Lakshmana Devi, in her natural enthusiasm, she is narrating in great detail, how exactly Krishna came and, participated in that Swayamvara ceremony and married Lakshmana. And we also heard that how all the queens, they have been very, very precise in their description. All of the queens, the seven other queens, they speak just one verse. But here Lakshmana Devi, in her spontaneous and natural enthusiasm, she is describing in great detail, almost 22 verses. So this happens to be the last verse, where she realizes that, looks like I have been speaking for long and it's time for me to, end up here. So I was just thinking that how sometimes by being connected to Krishna, a devotee naturally gets filled up with enthusiasm. And this connection to Krishna is the source of enthusiasm for the devotees of the Lord. And we see that how being enthused by that connection with Krishna, many a times the devotees, they are able to achieve unimaginable feats. They are able to do, much more service than what would be otherwise expected of them. A beautiful example comes in mind is that of Hanumanji. So Hanumanji, being enthused with his connection with Lord Ramachandra, He burnt up the entire Lanka just out of enthusiasm. You know, I should do some little extra service. I should do some more. You know, this was not told to me, but then, you know, let me do. So that was enthusiasm. And similarly, we see the example of, beautiful example of Srila Prabhupada. He lighted up the whole world with Krishna consciousness, you know, at such a, you know, fag end of his life. That was also because of enthusiasm. And here the queens of Krishna, you know, it's very interesting. What is the kind of connection that all of them are aspiring for? Now we have heard that someone is aspiring for, you know, being a sweeper in the palace. Someone is aspiring for, you know, just getting blessed with the dust of Krishna's lotus feet, life after life. And here Lakshmana Devi and I believe one more queen previously, they are mentioning that they just want to be humble maid servants of the Lord. Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami in the Chaitanya Charitamrit, he quotes this particular verse and he gives a long list of, you know, personalities who are very, very happy considering themselves servants of the Lord. So he speaks, he starts with Nanda Maharaj. So here is Nanda Maharaj, you know, after Krishna has left. So Uddhava visits Vrindavan and Uddhava is describing in detail how Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead and is the possessor of all opulences and so on. Now having heard all that, Nanda Maharaj is kind of, you know, he is like, he says to Uddhava that, my dear Uddhava, suno Uddhava, satya Krishna amar tanay, teho Ishwara hena yadi tomar manalay, tathapi tahate rahu mora manovritti, tomar Ishwara Krishna hauka mora mati. My dear Uddhava, please hear me. In truth, Krishna is my son, but even if you think that he is God, I would still bear toward him my own feelings for my son. May my mind be attached to your Lord Krishna. So it's very interesting that here Nanda Maharaj is referring Uddhava to, you know, to your Lord Krishna. So although you may be considering him as the supreme personality of Godhead and, you know, possessor of all opulences and so on, but for me, I just want to be, you know, I just want my mind to be attached at his lotus feet. May our minds be attached to the lotus feet of Lord Krishna. May our tongues chant his holy names. And may our bodies lie prostrate before him. Similarly, Mother Yashoda also, it is mentioned that when she binds Krishna in the Damodar Leela, so usually when someone binds someone, it's like, you know, you are under my control. So Yashoda Mai is not feeling superior to Krishna. Even in that situation, she is considering herself to be the servant of the Lord. So here Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami mentions, Pita Mata Guru Sakha Bhava Keno Nai, Krishna Premere Swabhav Dasya Bhava Sekarai. All the emotions, whether those of father, mother, teacher or friend, are full of sentiments of servitude. That is the nature of love of Krishna. And then Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, he goes on to describe, you know, other devotees there. So he quotes the friends of Krishna, the cowherd friends of Krishna. Lord Krishna's friends in Vrindavan, headed by Sridhama, have pure fraternal affection for Lord Krishna and have no idea of his opulences. Although they fight with him and climb upon his shoulders, they worship his lotus feet in a spirit of servitude. Some of the friends of Sri Krishna, the supreme personality of Godhead, massaged his feet. And others whose sinful reactions have been destroyed fanned him with handheld fans. And then he quotes the gopis of Vrindavan. So he quotes from the this beautiful verse from the Gopi Geet. Vraja janartihan virayoshitam nijajanasmaya dhamvasansmita Bhaja sakha bhavat kinkarismano jalaruhananam Charu darshaya. O Lord, remover of the afflictions of the inhabitants of Vrindavan. O hero of all women. O Lord, who destroy the pride of your servants by your sweet gentle smile. O friend, we are your maid servants. Please fulfill our desires and show us your attractive lotus face. And then he also mentions about what to speak of the other gopis, even Sri Radhika, who in every respect is the most elevated of them, all and who has bound Sri Krishna forever by her loving attributes, serves his feet as his maid servant. So like this, he quotes these different devotees, and finally then he quotes the queens of Dwarka. And he quotes Rukmini Devi, he quotes Kalindi, and he quotes Lakshmana Devi. That how even the queens in Dwarka, they also want just to be the humble maid servants of the Supreme Lord. And then he also quotes about Lord Balram and Lord Shiva. Very interesting, he mentions about Lord Balram. That what to speak of others, even Lord Baladev, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is full of emotions like pure friendship and paternal love. He also considers himself a servant of Lord Krishna. Indeed, who is there who does not have this conception of being a servant of Lord Krishna? He who is Sesha Sankarshan with his thousands of mouths serves Sri Krishna by assuming 10 forms. And then he quotes, he gives the example of Lord Shiva. Rudra, who is an expansion of Sadashiv and who appears in unlimited universes, is also a Gunavatar and is the ornament of all the demigods in the endless universes. He also desires only to be a servant of Lord Krishna. Sri Sadashiv always says, I am a servant of Lord Krishna. Krishna Prema Unmatta Vihvala Digambar Krishna Guna Leela Gaye Nache Nirantar. Intoxicated by ecstatic love for Lord Krishna, he becomes overwhelmed and incessantly dances without clothing and sings about Lord Krishna's quality and pastimes. So it's very interesting that Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami mentions that Krishna Premera Ei Eka Apurva Prabhav Guru Sam Laghuke Karay Dasya Bhav. That love for Krishna has this one unique effect, that it imbues superiors, equals and inferiors with the spirit of service to Lord Krishna. And then in the sixth chapter of Adi Leela, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami goes on to describe the feelings of Advaita Acharya. Now Advaita Acharya is Mahavishnu himself, but like he's kind of tired playing the profile of Mahavishnu. And all the time getting glorified as, you know, the all-pervading Lord and all-powerful Lord. So he like kinds of wants a break. And here is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is considering Advaita Acharya as, you know, being the disciple of Madhavendra Puri. And he pays his humble, you know, respects to Advaita Acharya. But Advaita Acharya, he doesn't want those respect. He just wants to be a servant of Lord. So here Advaita Acharya is mentioning, you know, it is very interesting that Advaita Acharya quotes, you know, when he appears, he doesn't say that, you know, I am this Mahavishnu, I am Vishnu, and so on. When Nityananda Prabhu comes, he doesn't say that I am Lord Balram and I am the incarnation of Sankarshan. Prabhupada mentions that this is for a reason, because had Advaita Acharya and Nityananda Prabhu proclaimed themselves as being incarnations of Mahavishnu and Lord Baladev, everyone out there in Navadvip would have started speaking like that. And he mentions that when they were not speaking like that, then also the people, they were proclaiming themselves to be the incarnations of the Lord. What to say if they actually, you know, presented themselves being so. So here Advaita Acharya, he just wants to be a servant of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he sings, Chaitanya ra das mui, Chaitanya ra das, Chaitanya ra das mui, Tara dase ra das. I just want to be a servant of Lord Chaitanya. I just want to be a servant of Lord Chaitanya. And Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, by means of all these different examples, all these different personalities, he is kind of, you know, encouraging the readers of Chaitanya Charitamrita that try it once. Now, all your life you have been trying to be a master. Even in your previous life, you have been trying to be a master, trying to lord it over, you know, different things. But then it has not worked. So, give this a chance. It's kind of an advertisement that you have been trying all these different products. Now, here is another opportunity. Please try this out. So, that is kind of encouragement, or kind of he's inciting the readers of Chaitanya Charitamrita to try to serve Lord Chaitanya and experience that joy of servitude. Otherwise, we see in this material world that the position of servant is not a very, very, you know, welcome position. It's not a very appreciated position. A servant is also always considered to be lowest in the social hierarchy, and like always he has to, you know, hear the orders of the master, and is always made to work hard, is always paid less, he cannot live up to his own dreams and expectations, and, you know, is not so much recognized in this world. But here Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is encouraging his readers to be a servant. And we hear from the 15th chapter of Bhagavad Gita that how, now, this material world is a perverted reflection of the spiritual world. So anything that is considered to be very, very low in the material world is bound to be of the highest quality in the spiritual realm. So when we consider, when, you know, in this world we see the position of servant to be very, very low, we need to understand that in the spiritual realm, this act of servitude is the highest. And therefore, the acharyas, they are recommending us to practice it. He further describes and says that these panchatattva, they were not miserable calling themselves as servants of the Lord. He mentions, Sri Nityananda, the wandering mendicant, is the foremost of all the associates of Lord Chaitanya. He became mad in the ecstasy of service to Lord Chaitanya. Then Srivas, Haridas, Ramadas, Gadadhar, Murari, Mukunda, Chandrasekhar and Vakreshwar are all glorious and are all learned scholars. But the sentiment of servitude to Lord Krishna makes them mad in ecstasy. And he quotes this beautiful verse, Ei matta gaye nache kore attahas, loke upadeshe hao chaitanya radas. Thus they dance, sing and laugh like madmen. And they instruct everyone just to be loving servants of Lord Chaitanya. So in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Srila Rupa Goswami gives different levels of hasya, different levels of smiling. So the first level he mentions is, you know, just where the lips are tightly bound, still there is just a movement of the cheeks and the, you know, there is a distinguishable facial expression. So he says that is smita hasya. And then he gives the next level where the teeth are slightly visible and a person is smiling. And then finally, you know, he's like kind of smiling, laughing and, you know, jovial in his mood. And then he describes that furthermore, what is this attahas, where a person is actually laughing uncontrollably, you know, holding his stomach and beating the ground and jumping up and down, clapping like that. So now this panchatattva, he's mentioning that, you know, they are having this attahas. I was hearing in a class that this attalika actually means a skyscraper. Attalika. So similarly, attahas is like a skyscraper of laughter. And these devotees of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they are experiencing that skyscraper of, you know, joy within. Because you can't just laugh if someone is feeling very morose inside, or, you know, if it is a struggle. A person can laugh in such a manner only when he is experiencing that, you know, unlimited joy. Several years back, His Holiness Indradyumna Swami Maharaj was here. And he was describing one of his book distribution experiences of how he had gone with a group of devotees to a monastery in France. And they had to stay there for quite some time. But then the life of the monks there was very, very, you know, kind of austere and very serious, and they used to meditate without speaking. You don't have to speak with anyone. And breakfast, they used to just have soup and one apple. So the devotees, after a few days, they kind of became very, you know, they were unable to take it, just having a breakfast of soup and apple. So they decided to cook in the basement. They had this basement in which they were staying. And then eventually they started cooking every day. They used to have the whole morning program. And they were not allowed to interact with any of the monks out there. And so it happens that one day there is this 80-year-old monk who is kind of intrigued what these people are doing out there in the basement. So he comes there and he tries to find out. And he hears to Maharaj, he hears the philosophy and is very impressed by the philosophy. And then the devotees, they offer him some, you know, prasad. So he says, no, I can't take this prasad because, you know, I have my breakfast. So no, this is a food, this is blessed food, you should take it. And it is, Maharaj mentions that in 45 years, this is the first morsel of rice which this, you know, strict monk, he tastes. And the rice is all filled with ghee and all kind of spices and so on. And this person really likes it. And he starts coming every day, you know, to attend their morning program and to have that little prasad. And eventually there is this Lord Balram's appearance day where the devotees get a lot of, you know, variety of prasad from the temple in the city. And now they are just preparing to honor it when this personality arrives. And he sees that today is something special. So Maharaj mentions, no, today you should have little more than mere rice. He said, you always say that every day is better than the previous day. So what is there out with you? And then the devotees, they feed him all the different preparations. They feed him samosas, rasgullas, pakodas and different sabzis. And this person, he just, you know, forgets his whole austerity and forgets his whole life of the strict life of the monk. And he is like taking all that prasad, and finally he drinks that Varuni beverage. And then he starts shouting, you know, Gaur Nityananda bol, Hari bol, Hari bol. And he's screaming at the top of his voice. And that is when, you know, the senior authorities, they arrive from up and they ask, what is this going on? And still this Father Peter, he's like, you know, dancing, still he's dancing all around, being mad in ecstasy. So therefore we see spiritual life is not especially life in Krishna consciousness, it's not something very serious and very serene that, okay, you know, you walk into the temple and no one has to speak anything, you just have darshan of the Lord and, you know, very bland food. No, Krishna consciousness is a life that is filled with joy. And because anyone who comes into Krishna consciousness, he actually experiences that joy of bhakti, which helps him stay here. And it is described that devotees who met Srila Prabhupada in the initial days, they found him to be a very, very jovial person. Few days back, we were reading in the Lilamrit that how when Prabhupada was staying in this family, the family of Gopal Agarwal, and their child, the son, he is just managing to stand up. This bridge is kind of bridging the gap. And this bridge is trying to stand up, and the first time he successfully stands up, Prabhupada is so happy and jubilant and he claps. And that makes Sally Agarwal so happy. And that is what, you know, makes her attached to the Swami. So therefore, now, the question to ask here is that if Krishna consciousness is so jovial, if there is so much of experience of joy and ecstasy, being a servant of the Lord, why is it so difficult and why is it challenging to actually reach that platform. So it is mentioned that Lord Chaitanya mentions in Sanatana Siksha, Jivera Swarup Hoye, Krishnera Nityadas, that in the material world, in the entire creation actually, all the living entities, they are serving someone or the other. Prabhupada mentions in the introduction of Bhagavad Gita that everyone is engaged in serving someone or the other. But the difference in the material world is that although one is serving, there is a tendency to lord over. There is a tendency to become the master. Whereas in the spiritual world, when one is serving, you know, he is situated in the consciousness of a servant. Usually we see that in due course of building a relationship, as intimacy increases in the material world, we see that intimacy gives rise to the consciousness of lording over or becoming a master. Whereas in the spiritual realm, in the spiritual kingdom, that intimacy leads to much more, you know, servitude to the Supreme Lord. There are two beautiful examples in this regard. In Ramayana, during this war that is happening, so one of the demons, he releases a snake weapon. And Lord Ram and Lord Lakshman, they are, you know, wound by that snake, ropes of the snake, and they are kind of unconscious. And that is when Garuda arrives. And just by the flapping of the wings of Garuda, you know, all these snake weapons are kind of destroyed. And Lord Ram and Lord Lakshman, they are revived back. And there is Hanumanji. You know, Hanumanji doesn't feel that, you know, to cross this ocean, see, look at Lord Ramchandra. He has to take help of an army of, you know, monkeys. And he has to build this whole, you know, bridge with such a huge endeavor. Me, I'm just able to leap across the whole ocean. So here Garuda and Hanumanji, they are not thinking themselves greater than the Supreme Lord. They are not thinking that, you know, I am able to do more, therefore maybe I am also more superior or powerful than the Supreme Lord. No. They are very strongly situated in that consciousness of being a servant. So therefore, in this world, to serve someone, just service is not sufficient. It is explained that in order to be a good servant, one has to have a suitable master. Because, you know, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is mentioning, Jivera Swarup Hoye, Krishnera Nityadas. Just Nityadas is not sufficient. Had Nityadas been sufficient, one would have been ecstatic and overjoyed even while serving his boss in the organization or serving, you know, the society or serving the nation. But then all those isms, socialism, humanitarianism, altruism, they only provide a certain degree of satisfaction. Whereas when one is serving the suitable master like Krishna, only then he experiences this, you know, extreme ananda, this high quality of joy. So Govindas Kaviraj, he prays in Bhajahure Mana, Vifale Sevinu Kripana Durjana Chapala Sukhalabha Lagire, that only to get some small degree of happiness, I have been serving wicked and cruel men. Kripana, miserly, and Durjana, wicked men, just so that I can get some, you know, amount of happiness. Another beautiful, beautiful prayers is by Sripad Yamunacharya. He is praying very nicely. He mentions, Bhavantam evanu charan nirantarah, prashant nishesh manorathantarah, kadaham aikantika nitya kinkarah, praharshishyami sanatha jivanam. That bhavantam evanu charan nirantaram, that when will I engage in your devotional service constantly, my dear Lord? And only when I engage in your devotional service constantly, prashanta nishesa, I will be completely satisfied with the mano ratantaraha,
with these agitations of the mind. When will these agitations of the mind subside? Only when we engage intensely and constantly in your devotional service. Kadaham aikantika nitya kinkara. When will I become your exclusive servant? I don't have any other master in my life. Aikantika. When will I be serving you alone, my dear Lord? Praharshishyami sanatha jivanam. By serving you constantly, one will be freed from all material desires and completely pacified. When shall I engage as your permanent eternal servant and always feel joyful? Praharshishyami. And always feel joyful to have such a fitting master. So back in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, the author mentions that the conception of servitude to Sri Krishna generates such an ocean of joy in the soul that even the joy of oneness with the Absolute, if multiplied 10 million times, could not compare to a drop of it. So therefore, when a devotee is perfectly fixed in his understanding of being the eternal servant of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he experiences that unimaginable, you know, ecstasy within, he experiences that joy within, because of which he is not willing to compromise that position, you know, with anything else in the material or spiritual world. And therefore we see even in the spiritual kingdom, although different devotees there in different rasas, you know, someone is in Shantaras, someone is in Dasyaras, someone is in Vatsalyaras, Madhuryaras, still, no matter, irrespective of the rasa that one is in, one is completely satisfied and one is completely, you know, content within. And there is no, sometimes devotees ask this question that don't the devotees in the Shantaras, they want to move up, you know, onto the Vatsalyaras, and those in the Madhuryaras, don't they want to move up onto the, you know, the higher rasas like that. No. Because each and every personality is perfectly situated in his identifying himself as the Supreme Lord. Because they know that Krishna, he is the source of all, you know, love. And he is the source of all, he is the object of all service. In one of her Vyas Puja offerings, Govinda Dasi, she recollects a celebration of Prabhupada's birthday in Montreal. So there was Srila Prabhupada, he was staying in the apartment with a few devotees, and Mataji, she wanted to do something special for Prabhupada. So what she does is, she prepares this big cake, and she lights quite a number of candles on the cake, and she brings it before Srila Prabhupada. Now Prabhupada is completely, you know, because he never saw such a huge, you know, cake with, you know, lighted candles on top, and he asks, what is this? And Govinda Dasi, she mentions that, Prabhupada, this is the way we celebrate birthdays in America. So what you have to do is, you make a wish, and you blow this whole, you know, blow all the candles, you know, in one blow. And you don't have to tell what that wish is. And Prabhupada, very expertly, in one blow, he just extinguishes all the candles. And then Govinda Dasi mentions that now, Prabhupada, your wish will definitely be fulfilled. And don't worry, by the way, you don't have to tell me what was that wish. So Prabhupada, he becomes very, you know, grave, and in a deep voice, he says, my wish is only to, you know, serve Krishna. I don't have any other wish. And in her Vyas Puja offering, she, you know, mentions that how this one sentence of Srila Prabhupada actually conveyed, you know, what Srila Prabhupada was feeling deep within his heart. No matter where he was, no matter what kind of, you know, opulent or, you know, not so opulent setting he might have been, you know, he had this consciousness of serving the Supreme Lord very, very strongly, you know, imbued in his heart. So there is this beautiful verse in the Gita, 5th chapter, Yoga Yukto Vishuddhatma Vijitatma Jitendriyaha Sarva Bhutatma Bhutatma Kurvan Apina Lipyate. Yoga yukto vishuddhatma. When a person is properly connected to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, by that connection with the Lord, he is purified within vishuddhatma. And he is able to control his senses, vijitatma jitendriyaha. And then, Prabhupada translates, sarva bhutatma bhutatma is showing compassion to all the living entities. And then even though such a personality who is properly connected to the Supreme Lord, even though he is in a service of showing compassion to people in general, still kurvan api na lipyate. He is not entangled, he is not attached. Because sometimes preaching may involve considering yourself to be a master. The audience may ask you, no, please become my master, please become my guru, please, you know, guide me, please lord over me, if you can put it that way. But here, Gita points this very, very strong principle that if one is very strongly rooted in his identification as a servant of the Supreme Lord, you know, he doesn't get, you know, influenced by any such atmosphere. And that is the safest position for a living entity. We even see in the example of Bharat Maharaj. Bharat Maharaj, even though he reached such a high platform of Krishna consciousness, you know, while showing compassion to that deer, the problem was not showing compassion. The problem arrived when he started compromising on his spiritual practices, when he started compromising on his connection to the Supreme Lord. That is when he became attached and he eventually fell down from his position. So therefore Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he came to give this, you know, love of the Supreme Lord, this, you know, experience of joy, prema pumarto mahan. And therefore he mentions, for a devotee to develop love for Krishna has to be the main concern. Prabhupada mentions in the 6th canto of Bhagavatam that by chanting Hare Krishna, and what is Hare Krishna, by the way? Hare Krishna, the chanting of this Mahamantra, what is in essential? Essentially it means that, you know, O Krishna, O energy of Krishna, please keep me engaged in your service. So Prabhupada mentions that by continuously chanting Hare Krishna, one will eventually come to the platform of offenseless chanting. And when one arrives on that platform of offenseless chanting, that time he'll start experiencing that love of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So it is mentioned that one of the names of the Supreme Lord is Bhritya Vatsala. One of the names of Krishna is Bhritya Vatsala. Means he takes pleasure in being the servant of his devotees. And we have many, many instances where Krishna shows that how he wants to be a servant of his devotees. He carries those sandals of Nanda Maharaj on his head. And he even gets bound up by the love of Mother Yashoda. When Satyabhama, she sees that Rukmini Devi, she has a Parijata flower. She wants a whole Parijata tree, and Krishna, at the cost of even picking up that animosity with, that enmity with Indra, he gets this big Parijata tree all the way from heaven, just to show that he also wants to be a servant of his own devotees. And then, you know, he takes the role of a charioteer of Arjuna in that battlefield of Kurukshetra. But then looks like that even after doing all these different services to his devotees, Krishna is not feeling satisfied. He actually wants to experience what it means, you know, how does my devotee feel while serving me? And then he decides to incarnate as his own devotee and come into this world to experience that joy of servitude. And we just recently celebrated the Rath Yatra festival. So this is such a beautiful festival in which Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is Krishna himself in the role of his devotee, he experiences, you know, dancing before the cart of Lord Jagannath, you know, and there's this huge tumultuous kirtan that goes on for hours. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is experiencing that joy of servitude, dancing as a servant before the cart of Lord Jagannath. So in the chapter summary, Srila Prabhupada mentions that unless one is invigorated by this mentality of servitorship, one cannot understand the mellows derived from devotional service to the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna. To summarize, we saw here that how the queens of Dwarka, they also aspire just to become humble maid servants. And Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami in Chaitanya Charitamrita, he gives a long list of names who are very, very happy being or identifying themselves as servants of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he gives many examples of Nanda Maharaj, the Gopas, the Gopis, the Queens of Dwarka, Lord Balram, Lord Shiva. And then he explains about, you know, how Advaita Acharya, even though he is Mahavishnu himself, he also wants to be just a servant of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And in doing so, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is encouraging his readers also to try it out, try with all their efforts and endeavor to experience that same joy of servitude. And then we discuss that how being a servant in this material world, that in this material world, a servant, the position of a servant is not very, very appreciable. But then something that is considered very low has to be the highest in the spiritual world. And therefore, these personalities which is mentioning is they are experiencing that joy of servitude. And then we saw that just serving someone is not sufficient. To experience that joy of servitude, one has to have the perfect master. And therefore, service means, Prabhupada elsewhere, he mentions that devotional service means just to Krishna, just to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. One cannot render devotional service to any other personality. And we saw the example that how even people are serving in the material world, everyone wants to be a master, whereas in the spiritual world, everyone is firmly fixed in his consciousness of being a servant. We saw the example of Garuda and Hanumanji. And even Yamunacharya, he is praying that how, he is also aspiring for being continuously engaged in his service of the Supreme Lord. And we saw that how Gita describes the safe position of a living entity. That only when one is properly connected will he experience so much joy in his practice that even though he may be engaged in services elsewhere, he will not be entangled. Saw the example of Bharat Maharaj. And finally, we saw how Krishna, he also wants to be a servant of his devotee. He also wants to experience that joy of servitude to the Supreme Lord. And he incarnates, even though he is serving so many devotees in his incarnation as Krishna, but still he wants to experience that joy all the more. And so he incarnates in the role of his own devotee as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then he experiences that joy dancing before the cart of Lord Jagannath. So I think that is a good meditation for all of us also to develop that aspiration. I'll end here. Thank you all very much. Granth Raj Srimad Bhagavatam ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada ki.